Hello, and welcome to the Lighten Up podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I am delighted you have chosen to join me today for episode 108, Give Up or Get Going. This is such an interesting topic. If you are anything like I am, and I'm sure you are growing, you are changing, you are creating, you're constantly exploring, and so inevitably, you are hitting crossroads. You are hitting these forks in the road where there is a choice to go left, to go right, to maybe forward your own path, to maybe back it up a couple steps and go back the direction you came from. And it's fascinating to me how often we hit these choice points and freeze. That freeze can look super different for most of us. I mean, it can look like a deer in the headlights, it can look like frustration, it can look like upset and angst. It can also look like this big black hole of self-doubt, and this really inability to trust yourself, trust your gut, and actually just get going to the next stage of the game. So often we just have this linear thing where if the path is laid out super clear and we can see five steps ahead of us in this really easily laid out plan, we're good to go. We can just keep moving, we can keep grooving one step after the other. The thing is, great creation sometimes doesn't lay itself out like that. There are a lot of times where you can only see one foot in front of where you're gonna go. You can only actually see the next step. Sometimes you don't even see the next step. It's almost like you're standing on this cliff of where do I go, or even how do I even begin? So just take a second, take a beat, take a breath, dive in, open up, and let's see what else is possible here. Beyond the freeze, beyond the frustration, and beyond this kind of crazy sticking thing that we do with ourselves. Whether, again, you're looking at creating a business, you're looking at creating a huge project, you're looking at creating a relationship, or just going on with your life, but adding in a whole new different energy, a whole new set of experiences for you to enjoy that actually enliven you. Where are you hitting these crossroads, and where are you allowing yourself to be stopped? When you hit a crossroad, what's your reaction pattern? Do you immediately have a sense of give up? Oh, it must not be worth it. I don't think I'm going to keep going. Or wow, I can see where I want to go, but I don't know if I'm capable of that. Or wow, I could totally go there, but I don't have the money to do it. Or yeah, that would be really fun and interesting, but. If you actually start to notice when you hit a crossroad, when you hit a fork in the road, or when you hit yourself up against a place of uncharted territory, what's your immediate response? What's the thing that goes through your head? Do you have a can-do attitude? Do you actually have the ability to move and keep moving? Or is there a beat, an undercurrent of doubt, of give up, and a loss of energy? What is it that actually creates that for you? Is it a self-limiting belief that to go on a whole new path just isn't in the cards for you? Is that actually true? Absolutely not. We all do this way more frequently than we give ourselves credit for. I would invite you just right now, take a look over the lifespan that you've already lived. How many times have you changed course? How many times did everybody expect you to go left and you went right? How many times did you seemingly backtrack and walk backwards, but actually we're creating something new and different? When you're able to acknowledge the fact that you do this way more than you give yourself credit for, when you're able to acknowledge that the next time you hit a choice point, guess what? It's going to be way easier to not give up and to just get on going, moving through. So I definitely invite you to look at that. That's one thing that I notice a lot of people getting stuck at, and it may change something for you to be able to go, you know what, this feels like a huge choice point. I'm about to give up. I've got doubt coming up. I've got all this interesting emotion. And to go, you know, I've changed courses before. I can do it again. I didn't give up before. I kept going. I can do it again. Being able to really harness that muscle, that backbone, and that tenacity will really help move you forward. I was chit-chatting with my publisher maybe like a year and a half ago, right when my book was about to come out. I changed the title at the last minute. I had a working title that I worked with forever. I wrote the whole book under that title. I had the title interwoven in the entirety of the book. I had the cover picked out for it, and I got the proof of the book. And as soon as it landed in my hand, I went, this isn't right. And not right like, oh, it's not perfect. It's like, no, there is something really off. This is not going to create what I thought it was going to. And I could have at that point, again, that's kind of a stopping energy. I could have given up. I also could have pushed forward with that working title and that cover that kind of wasn't it and really wasn't it in a deeper sense. I didn't. I stopped, I asked a question, I opened my viewpoint to look at my other options and possibilities. And when I did that, when I expanded my vision, I got a little paralyzed. I got a little stuck, and there was this moment of wanting to give up. It wasn't that I knew I couldn't choose something different. I knew I could. But when I opened up my perspective and started to see the possibilities of changing the title, getting the right title, then having to change the cover to match it, then having to go through the book and re-edit some things, it just started to feel overwhelming. I spun on it a little bit. I spun and I spun and I spun and I got stuck. The whole project halted. I had an amazing conversation with my publisher at that point, and she let me kind of fiddle around and fuss in my own world, trying to find the title and the cover to match. And after a little while, she said, Lauren, I just want to put this out there. I have seen so many people who are creating a project or a business hit this point and totally allow themselves to get stopped by it. They're going and they're going and they're going and they're going, and they hit this point where, okay, there's a big change here. I can either move forward with what I had or I can change it completely and get lost in what that change may look like. She says people stop and their project takes a lot longer. They lose energy and momentum, and some people just give up. They actually don't ever come back to the project, which is crazy, right? It's fascinating. When she said that to me, she just looked at me right in the eyes and she said, I think you've reached the point where you just have to pick something and move forward. Just pick it. And I needed to hear that in that moment. I needed to hear that with that energy of, it's not trying to find the right answer. It's not trying to find the perfect thing. That is a cul-de-sac of thoughts that will have you going around and around and around and around in a circle. As you move around and around and around in that circle, what do? You bring up self-doubt. You start to mistrust your gut. You don't hear those little whispers of possibility. You don't actually have the communication with what you're creating to move forward. And you end up giving up instead of getting going. What did I choose at that moment? I chose to get going. With a little bit of extra detective work and digging and one phone call with her, we were going on Amazon and Googling different titles to make sure that my title wasn't taken and that kind of thing. A title popped, The Other Side of Bipolar. Okay, cool. Awesome. And then with that title change, of course, the cover photo didn't match. What did I do? I went back to the drawing board with that again, not allowing myself to get stuck in that crazy cul-de-sac of thoughts and trying to get it right and perfect, picking what worked and moved forward. That to me was such a huge life lesson, because it is so easy to just get stuck trying to figure out the next step. And a lot of times when you are stuck in the cul-de-sac of thought, you're stuck in give up, you are stuck in limiting beliefs, distrust and doubt, overwhelm, frustration, whatever that looks like for you, So many times what that is you are trying to find the perfect thing to choose. You're trying to find the right answer. Sometimes you're even trying to find the outcome that you want way down the road and reverse engineering it in a way that has you stuck. You actually can't move forward because all you're doing is looking at the one thing that you want to get. So much more is possible in creation, in life experience, and being able to just move and get a project going, get a business going, get a life going, and actually move it into creation. If you are currently in a cul-de-sac of thought, you may be. I totally get it. And guess what? Every single person goes through this. I've gone through it multiple times. Other people do too. The trick is not to avoid it. It's to just figure out how to work with yourself when you hit it. If you're currently in that cul-de-sac of thought, stop for a second. Take a breath. Start to notice where you are choosing based on an ideal of perfection, the right answer, or trying like hell to get that outcome that you want to get at the end of it. You may right now be feeling like you're giving up. My question for you, are you actually giving up on what you know is possible and on the creation, or are you giving up on someone else's ideal of what you should be doing and how you should be doing it? That is a give up, my friend, that you want to do. Untangle yourself from this idea of perfection, of getting it right, of not being able to go on your own path, or even backtrack like I did and rework some things. It's perfectly okay. Everybody does that. Come out of the cul-de-sac of thought by relaxing, coming out of the perfection mindset. Open your viewpoint, look at your options, look at the possibilities, and guess what? Take action. Don't give up on your vision. Get going with it. Choose something. Get some momentum going. I love this quote. This is from Marie Forleo, who's a business coach. I've been doing some of her programs, which are brilliant, by the way. She said, "You can only figure so much out through your head. Eventually, you have to choose something and figure it out through action because that's the only way you get the information to be able to make a different choice." It speaks right in line with Access Consciousness tools that I use of choice creates awareness. Awareness doesn't create choice. You actually have to choose something. You got to get going. You got to move. You just have to stop looking for perfection and the right answer and the next step or the five steps before you'll choose anything. That's actually not so. There's so much more possible. There's also a lot of energy on this conversation and a huge depth to what we can change with it. I have an upcoming telecall on the 29th called When You Just Want to Say F It. And so many of us get stuck in that cul-de-sac of thought. We get stuck in trying to get it right that we do hit that point of give up where we're just like, F it. I don't want to move forward. I'm not quite sure what to do. I give up. My target with that conversation is to flip it on its ear and actually turn that effort into, know what? It's changing. I'm moving forward, and to get some momentum behind you. If this is a conversation that you have been begging for, I invite you to jump in. It's going to be a powerhouse of a call. Again, it's on the 29th. I'll put the link below. Go ahead and click on the link. Check it out. Look at the write-up and see if it speaks to you. Regardless of what you choose, definitely start looking at where you're sticking yourself and where you're going into give up, maybe more than you're acknowledging. Look at where you've changed things in the past. Know that you can do it. And do whatever it takes to break the cul-de-sac of thought that has you in that cycle. Just get going. Have an amazing, amazing week, and I will chat with you soon.